Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
The Drifters. I get so, I like that so much, sometimes I forget that, you know, I got to do a show here. We could just listen to that music, couldn't we? That's the Drifters from the Wayback Machine, but they're still a classic piece. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to go there and check it out. Use it to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Asacker. He's got some really important things that he's deposited with us over the years in his suite, the official Tom Asacker suite. On my website, we devote an entire royal area of our website for Tom and all the things he's told us over the years. It's still evergreen, so check that out. Also, his own website. Tom, why don't you give that to us now?
The best place to go now, I guess, would be opportunityscreens.com.
All right, that's the title of the new book, and they can find the other things there though too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? There's a little search engine right under the book. If they key the word engagement in there and hit enter, it'll pop a video up and give a lot more information.
Good for you. Well, folks, be sure to check that out, opportunityscreens.com, and buy the book. And I can already tell you, buy two, you're going to want to give one away. Hey, Tom, in the previous segment, we were talking about hunger and what people are, the kind of hunger people are feeling. And I think it's important, when I hear, as I was hearing you talk, I thought about two kinds of hunger. And they reminded me of the difference between value and values. One hunger is I need a sewing machine. I need a faucet. I need a cabbage. That's one kind of hunger, and that's value. I want value for my money. I need something. I want value for my money. The second hunger I heard you talking about was, I no longer want to go get that cabbage. I want that cabbage delivered to me. I need a cabbage, but I also want it delivered to me. Or I need a faucet, but I want it to come, you know, a certain way or whatever. That's another kind of hunger that reminds me more of values, meaning do I align myself with the company that I'm doing business with? Are they more connected to me than just providing me with a basic commodity? What do you think?
Well, it's exactly right. Take cabbage if you want. I mean, you know, is this about having a better cabbage? Is this about, you know, writing some copy that says my cabbage has passed this certification? And because as soon as you do that, as soon as you try to be a little bit better, everybody catches up and they say, okay, our cabbage does that too. So
right.
This marketplace is about being different and, you know, and unreasonable, really, in ways large and small, that provides this feeds a hunger. I mean, take, for example, the iPhone, right? So the iPhone is not a better phone. It's the best phone for Apple's audience.
Right.
And it comes with a premium price. But you look at the flip video camera, that's the best device for their audience, and it comes at a budget price.
Mm-hmm.
So what people need to do is they need to look at what they do, and they need to say, how do we feed the hunger that people have for novelty, for the hunger to be right, the hunger for attention and connection, for meaning.
Well, and that's what I mean by values.
Right,
put an S on value.
Take the cabbage.
Yeah.
People don't want the cabbage. They want the cabbage all sliced and diced and in a bag.
How about this? The one company has cabbage. The other company has cabbage. One company that the person's always done business with is waiting on you to come in and buy the cabbage that you've always bought for him. The one next to them has already emailed me or IM'd me or texted me or something saying, hey, our cabbage is arriving in 2 hours. It'll be fresh. You know, you can get it fresh in 2 hours. And so you go to that company now because you know when it's fresh. And it's the same cabbage.
Right. Listen, there's a bakery that has this little device. They call it Baker's Tweet. And basically you opt in to Twitter through the bakery, And then they have a little dial, and whatever they're cooking, they dial it and they hit a button. It tweets everybody on the list and says, "This says hot cinnamon rolls coming out of the oven."
Yeah.
You know, so they're not sitting around waiting. And I guess that's the thing. The biggest point I try to make with people: stop sitting around waiting, and just throwing messages and promotion out there, assuming that people are going to beat a path. They're not. Go out there and find out what are the hungers. How can I feed them?
And see, Tom, this is what I've been talking about for a long time, about the difference between what people need and what they want. What they need is a cabbage. What they want is to know when it's fresh. And that's, to me, what people need is a commodity. What they want is customization.
You're right. And you know what? A lot of times people don't know what they want until somebody provides it to them. People didn't say, "My couch is kind of smelly. I wish there was a thing called Febreze that I could spray on it." You know, it's when people notice the insight and say, you know, people don't want to get their whole couch cleaned. I wonder if we can use this air freshener.
You know, hey, Tom, before Febreze came out, my wife wouldn't let me sit on the couch. That's how she kept it fresh smelling. Hey, Tom, give us that website again, please.
It's opportunitystreams.com.
Folks, whatever Tom does is top shelf. Whatever Tom does is leading edge. Whatever Tom does is bringing the future to you now. And I encourage you to check it out. Opportunitystreams.com. That's the book. As I said, buy two. When you get into it, you're gonna think of somebody you can give it to. And you don't want to give them yours. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you very much.
See you next time. Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasick.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.